One Bloomington Normal small business owner is calling out the Trump administration on the trade war. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Kristen Ray, owner of Inspire Travel Luggage. Ray says she started her e-commerce business in 2013, but as tariffs increase, her hesitation grows.
You know, a lot of sourcing happens from Asia, from China, not just because of prices. You know, I think that that is a misconception. You know, it's really where a lot of things are manufactured. You're finding your raw materials and being able to kind of source those before you go into a production queue. So, you know, I think that the way that we need to look at, you know, how things are marketed globally, you know, is where we can kind of find things that fit in. So, you know, while my target market is, you know, families and people with kids maybe who are traveling, you know, beauty buffs who like to take all their products with them, they also kind of have a max that they're willing to pay for something. So for a brand like myself who doesn't really, you know, do a ton of high volume at certain times, you know, I have to be able to purchase inventory. I have to be able to retail it at a certain price. And I'm a small brand, so funding is a part of that. You know, you wish you could, like, walk into the bank, you say you have the best idea, and have them give you, like, $1 million. And it doesn't really work like that. So, you know, you kind of have to work with what you've got. And when I first started, I tried to be an American-made brand. I reached out to a lot of larger manufacturers here in the country, and I was just too small. You know, they didn't want to work with a startup like mine. So, you know, I had to be able to figure out how to make my brand work. And that was going to a part of the world where it was easier to do business. You know, a lot of those factories, they're just smaller operations. They're people too. You know, they have families. And those are the first people who really kind of helped me, you know, build this brand up. That is a loyalty that, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, was earned. You know, they definitely have, you know, the processes down there. Where here in the U.S., for startup small brands, it's really disconnected and almost impossible.
Now, you mentioned purchasing these raw materials. What's your experience been like with the recent tariffs?
So, you know, as you purchase raw materials in another country and then you bring it in, you're bringing them as a finished product. So that's where these tariffs have come into place. You know, when you bring things in, it is a tariff by category. So in July of last year, luggage was added. You know, luggage isn't a matter of national security. It's a code. It's a category. And the administration really kind of went through with a axe and, you know, started cutting apart, you know, what it looks like, you know, to bring products in. And so they just blanket picked certain categories to receive that increase. Luggage in itself is a 17.6% tariff. The government in July added another 10% onto that. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, what is your tariff and how it's applied, that 27% is applied to the commercial value of what you're bringing in. So, you know, it's like a sales tax, but it's applied, you know, when things reach customs. Those are paid by American importers. They are not paid by China. China is not in the luggage business. They're not the importer of record. It is nowhere on that paperwork when it hits the border and customs takes that tax. And that's a misconception that has been put around. So I'm really glad that I have the opportunity today to dispel that. I am the importer of record. Inspire Travel Luggage is paying those increases. And unfortunately, you know, for smaller brands and niche brands like mine, you know, we don't have the opportunity to just eat that 10%. You know, that's a huge part of your profit margin. And, you know, to have the government not recognize the businesses who are bringing products in and making a living, it is tough.
And now you're just saying you're the one who has to take on that cost. What's that changing for you?
So I haven't brought anything over since November. At that time, there was not because my other brand is loungewear, so it's kind of pajamas. Those were not on the schedule for increases, so I was able to bring it in its regular tariff rate. I'm relaunching a collection of luggage here, you know, this year, and it very well will destroy my existing supply chain. 27.6% is a lot of money. For every $45,000 worth of merchandise I import, it's almost $13,000 extra. So that $45,000 the cost of goods becomes 58, and then you're trying to kind of fit that into your profit margins and how that kind of works. So when you get into those big numbers, it's pretty significant. If you're trying to borrow money and $45,000 does it for you, you're going to need to come up with another $13,000 just to get it here, across the border. That's your tariff bill. That's your tax bill, and that's pretty significant.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Kristen Ray, founder and owner of Inspire Travel Luggage. Now, Kristen, let's switch to your wholesale prices. What are you seeing on that front?
I don't do a ton of wholesale business, but what it does to your product cost is it really kind of adds to that. So if you were more in the wholesale business and you were selling to other businesses that then would retail, it's completely changing that. Wholesale, you make a little bit less than what you do if you were to retail it. So I'm assuming that a lot of other brands, like mine, smaller brands who do a lot of wholesale business, they're really hurting. And that's taking away their profit margins.
And have your prices for just the everyday consumer gone up as well?
So, like I said, I haven't brought anything in that has had this extra increase. But what I am going through now to figure out the pricing for this newest collection, I've had to add the full 27.6% in. And it has changed. It's really changed where, when I first started, the bags had a certain MSRP. That is changed now. Having to add that extra money is not something I want to do. It definitely does change, maybe who can afford to buy my products. And I think that that's tough for every small producer because you want to stay competitive. How you buy merchandise from manufacturers is your price is based on your volume. So if you can't go into it buying as much as you can to get that unit price down, you're kind of already behind the eight ball when it comes to really retailing. But if you're a good brand and you have loyal customers and you run a good business, sometimes, those increases maybe aren't felt, but it does have unintended consequences.
How long do you think your business can hold up?
So, I have to pass on that extra tariff in my MSRP to survive. Otherwise, you're taking 10% of what would be maybe, to stay competitive, maybe you only had 25% margin. It's really eating into that. So I, unfortunately, like pretty much every other retailer in the country, is raising their prices. That is how the government has structured this. Our president is going out and saying that China is paying these tariffs like it is, we're punishing China. And that is not true. It is an American importer who is paying that tax bill. If you know anything about international manufacturing, your manufacturer will say, here's your product, here's the price, it's FOB, free on board to Hong Kong or Shanghai. That's when you take possession of it. Your freight forwarder then brings it over, and that's when, you run into customs and pay your tariff. So, the president is wrong. I think that he has an agenda for saying it that way. But what the problem is that people like me, smaller importers and brands, are suffering because of it, because the truth is not being told.
GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Kristen Ray of Inspire Travel Luggage.